From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A surprise star has emerged this week in the Australian Open tennis tournament, and it is Serena Williams. She will face Maria Sharapova in the women's final. Williams started the tournament unseeded and ranked 81st in the world. She sat out for a while with knee and ankle injuries. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us now, as he does most Fridays, this time to talk about this comeback. Welcome, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
It's a pretty amazing run for Serena Williams. Casual observers of the sport may have been shocked to learn that she was unseeded in the Australian Open.
And not just unseeded. She had taken 6 months off from tennis after last year's Australian Open, partly because of injuries, but also because she said she wanted a mental break. She fell to 140th in the world and ended up last year 95th in the world. And now rankings aren't always meaningful, but before a warm-up tournament for Melbourne that was played in Tasmania, Serena Williams hadn't played in a tournament since the U.S. Open last fall, and that is meaningful. And she spent several weeks before Christmas in a courtroom in Florida involved in a breach of contract lawsuit that was filed by promoters of a Battle of the Sexes tournament in that state.
With that much time off the court, it's easy to forget how dominant Serena Williams and her sister Venus were for such a long time.
Yeah, from the fall of 2001 until the summer of 2003, the sisters played each other in the finals of 6 Grand Slam tournaments. Serena won 4 of those in a row, starting with the French Open in 2002, then Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, and the Australian Open in January of 2003. And after that, injuries, but also some criticism that she was spending too much time on other parts of her life, fashion, being a celebrity, being a wealthy celebrity. She recently said that she was going to build a school in Senegal. And then the public reaction becomes she's not dedicated to the game. Serena's response was, people don't know me, they don't know what I think or feel, and I'm coming back.
Well, despite the layoffs, the criticism, the ups and the downs, it's clear from the attention that she's received and the play on the court that she's still a captivating athlete.
Yeah, ESPN does sports polling, and between January and November of last year, when she played in a total of 4 tournaments, Serena was still the number one professional female athlete, favorite athlete. So her interest has been huge these past 2 weeks, of course, and when the tournament started, the criticism became that she's unfit, she's overweight, she's wearing weird outfits again that are distracting from her tennis. She wore that funky lime green getup in the opening round. And in a world of blandish, I think, stars, Serena has been great. She's been her radiant self back in the headlines. She pinned the criticism on haters and said she could get back to number one in the world.
Well, it will be interesting to see what she shows up on the court tonight. She will face top seed Maria Sharapova in the final match. Lots of people going to be watching.
Yep, and Williams has beaten 4 seeded players en route to the final. And after every one, she was required to give a sort of progress report. Now she's got Sharapova. She is the face and the force of women's tennis right now. She'll become number one in the world regardless of what happens tomorrow in Melbourne. And this is a battle of power. Williams leads the tournament with 57 aces. Sharapova is third with 21.
And her return seems to be a real shot in the arm for women's tennis in the U.S.
It's been a very lean time for women's tennis here. Last summer, for the first time since computer rankings started in 1975, no American woman was in the top 10. And by the end of the year, there were no American women in the top 20. And no American woman was seeded at the Australian Open for the first time. The main reasons, injuries to the Williamses, of course. Venus Williams played in only 1 tournament last year. And Lindsay Davenport left the tour to have a baby.
Stefan, the early rounds of the tournament are often a chance to spot up-and-coming talent. Are there any obvious stars waiting in the wings?
From an American standpoint, doesn't seem to be. I mean, Ashley Harkle-Rode, who's a name that was an up-and-coming star a couple of years ago, made it as far as the third round of the tournament. No other American other than Serena advanced further. The youngest relatively new name to get far in the tournament was Nicole Vidasova from the Czech Republic, whom Serena beat in the semifinals.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.